From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 3, 2015. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal. Details surrounding the arrest and indictment of Windham Town Supervisor Stacy Post have been released. Post was indicted by a Greene County grand jury February 18th on 30 felony counts of eavesdropping, official misconduct, and possession of eavesdropping devices. The report of Greene County grand jury was made public late last week. The report alleges Post had installed in February 2014 video audio surveillance software and a camera microphone on the town supervisor's computer located inside Windham Town Hall. The report further alleges Post secretly recorded both video and audio inside the supervisor's office beginning on February 25th and continuing through March 15th, 2014. Most of the daily recordings began at 7 a.m. before the office was open for business and continued uninterrupted until 11 p.m. and captured the private conversations of town board members, town employees, cleaning personnel, and the general public. Post's exploits came to light after she asked a Windham police officer to help copy the audio-video files to a mobile flash drive. The police officer then reported the activity, which prompted the subsequent state police investigation. Post served as the Windham police chief until she assumed the position of town supervisor in January 2014. She'll be arraigned March 10th in Greene County Court in Catskill on the felony indictment. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. Jessica Bateman is reporting at Capital New York. More than 1,000 teachers and public education advocates marched through the Empire State Plaza concourse Monday, March 2nd, in a protest of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's education reform proposals. Led by New York State United Teachers, protesters arrived from around the state in 15 buses, as well as by car from local school districts. The teachers' union is the primary opponent of Cuomo's plans to overhaul the teacher evaluation system and tenure laws, and to boost charter schools. Members of both houses of the legislature attended the rally Monday. Earlier that day, approximately 100 pro-charter school advocates rallied in support of Cuomo's proposals in the same location. Education reform group Families for Excellent Schools has planned a massive outdoor rally for Wednesday, March 4th. Read the full story at Capital New York. Jeff Wagner is reporting at Capital Confidential. The State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association posted a video Friday, February 27th, in which the union president says new guidelines on the use of solitary confinement, quote, place the lives of prisoners and prison employees at risk, unquote. The association is the union that represents prison guards. The rules referenced were implemented as part of a settlement of a class action lawsuit last year, filed by the New York Civil Liberties Union. The union said the decision was based on a NYCLU study entitled Boxed In, which was filled with, quote, fabrications and assumptions. A comprehensive, federally funded survey just completed this year directly contradicts the union's claim that segregation reforms will make staff less safe, the NYCLU said. See the full COPBA video online at YouTube. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star. A new law setting a minimum apartment size in the city of Hudson is now on the desk of Mayor William H. Hellenbeck Jr. following a public hearing Monday, March 2nd. The proposed law, passed by the Common Council February 17th, sets the minimum size for all newly constructed apartments in the city at 350 square feet. The mayor now has 3 days to either sign or veto the measure. Following the hearing, Hellenbeck vowed to review the document in its entirety before taking action. The legislation was created with two purposes in mind: to increase the amount of affordable housing in the city and to ensure health and safety in such housing. Read the full story in the Register Star. For the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory from 3 p.m. Tuesday, March 3rd until 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 4th throughout eastern New York and western New England. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain are expected. Total accumulations of 2 to 5 inches are possible. Precipitation will begin as snow late Tuesday afternoon and then transition to sleet and freezing rain during the late evening and overnight hours before tapering off Wednesday morning. Travel conditions will be adversely affected due to snow and ice-covered roads. Today, snow likely mainly after 3 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 29, chance of precipitation is 70%, total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Tuesday night, snow and sleet before midnight, then freezing rain with a low around 28. Chance of precipitation is 90%, new ice accumulation of around 1/10 of an inch possible, new snow and sleet accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Wednesday, a chance of rain, freezing rain and sleet before 3 p.m., then a chance of rain showers, cloudy with a high near 41. Wednesday night, a chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 21. Thursday, scattered snow showers mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 25, and Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 2. Friday, sunny with a high near 25, Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 14. Sunrise today was at 6:26 a.m. and sunset today is at 5:48 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 21 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the first Tuesday of the month in WGXC, so just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Catskill Town Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Copake Park Commission meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copake, 329-1234. The Durham Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. The Hunter Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville, 263-4020. The Ichabod Crane Central School District Board of Education meeting is at 7 p.m. at Ichabod Crane High School, 2910 Route 9 in Valencia, 758-7577. The Lexington Town Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 986-6303. The Livingston Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, County Route 19 in Livingston, 851-9441. The Taconic Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. And the WGXC Programming Advisory Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. at the WGXC Hudson Studio at 704 Columbia Street in Hudson, 697-7400. The WGXC Community Programming Advisory Committee reviews incoming program applications, conducts programming evaluations, and provides feedback about the community program schedule. Meetings are held monthly. The public is welcome to attend. Information at wgxc.org/volunteer. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.